Zondervan Audio Pages presents The Purpose-Driven Church by Rick Warren, read by Jay Charles.
Surfing Spiritual Waves. I am the Lord your God, who churns up the sea so that its waves roar. Isaiah 51:15. Southern California is well known for its beaches. It's the part of the country that popularized the music of the Beach Boys, beach party movies, and, of course, surfing. Although the surfing fad has evolved into skateboarding for most American kids, who have no surf, the real sport is still popular in Southern California. Many of our schools offer physical education courses in surfing. If you take a class on surfing, you'll be taught everything you need to know about surfing: how to choose the right equipment, how to use it properly, how to recognize a surfable wave, how to catch a wave and ride it as long as possible, and most important of all, how to get off a wave without wiping out. But you'll never find a course that teaches how to build a wave. Surfing is the art of riding waves that God builds. God makes the waves. Surfers just ride them. No surfer tries to create waves. If the waves aren't there, you just don't surf that day. On the other hand, when surfers see a good wave, they make the most of it, even if that means surfing in the middle of a storm. A lot of books and conferences on church growth fall into the how to build a wave category. They try to manufacture the wave of God's Spirit using gimmicks, programs, or marketing techniques to create growth. But growth cannot be produced by man. Only God makes the church grow. Only God can breathe new life into a valley of dry bones.